阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 你好，您正在收听的是《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长主题的中英双语播客。我是大狗熊 Bear， 一位生活在新西兰的用户体验设计师。这期节目呢，使用英文为默认语言。如果您感兴趣的话，请继续往下收听。如果您更想收听中文的节目，请保持关注狗熊有话说的播客更新，会有更多精彩的中文节目持续进行更新。本期节目呢，在大狗熊的另一档专门针对英文听众的频道 Bear Academy 首发。如果您对设计、职场、效率提升等主题的英文内容感兴趣，不妨订阅我的播客 Bear Academy， 或是关注我的 YouTube 频道 Bear Talk。播客呢，可以在苹果的 Podcasts 或是 Spotify 搜索订阅，视频呢可以在 YouTube 搜索 Bear Talk 或者是 Bear Academy 就可以订阅了。我的 YouTube 频道有中文和英文两个账号，分别发布中文和英文不同的视频内容，如果您感兴趣的话，不妨两个账号同时关注。感谢您的收听，请继续。
When you are watching this video, probably wonder one question. What is this guy doing in his car? Why he's recording video in his car in the evening? I'll tell you the reason. Keep watching. Hi, welcome to my channel. My name is Bear, a UX designer who lives in Auckland, New Zealand. Last week, I posted a tweet on all of my social media platforms, which said, actually it's a question, what will happen if I keep posting 2 videos per week on my YouTube channel for a whole year? I don't know, but I will find out 365 days later. After sending that tweet, I started my plan to keep posting 2 videos on my YouTube channel since last week, and this is the second week. And unfortunately, I couldn't find the right time to record my video. And now it's already Tuesday, which is my scheduled posting day for the first video of the week. So, and it's already nearly 9 p.m. in the evening. My daughter just sleep. My wife is watching Netflix at home. So I think, screw it. I will record my video in my car. I know it's not perfect, but here it goes. At least I'm closing this schedule rather than waiting for the perfect one to come in next. So that's why I'm recording this video, and probably it's not an informational video or it's not a, you know, educational content, because I can't sitting in front of my computer and practice something or demonstrate something for you. But I think this reveals a really important thing for content creator or for designer, or no matter what you call yourself or what your identity is. But I think it's a common principle for a lot of people who live and works in the modern age, which is, if you want to do something, don't wait for the perfect moment, because there will be never a perfect moment. Sometimes it is, but probably just like 1% of your whole journey, there will be an ideal moment for that. But the other 99% of the rest is really realistic. There are a lot of barriers, blockers, or challenges like this. What I'm doing right now, it's a challenge. So I think probably just go for it and finish it with all your best, what you can do, and then do it better, plan it better next time. So try to be a closer rather than a loser, because if you don't finish it, you just lose this opportunity of making things better. So that's why I'm sitting here to record something. And for my YouTube channel, probably already see, I posted a lot of videos, and most of the videos I posted on YouTube are produced in Mandarin, which is my native language. But for the English content, for the English videos, probably I only posted for around 50, less than 50, maybe just 30 or 40 of English videos here on my YouTube channel. And I believe what I've learned from those Mandarin videos I made, probably around 200 of Mandarin videos I made, what I've learned that your first 100 videos will lead you to the ideal video you want to make, you want to create. So your first step is to make this 100 videos. It's like buying your first home. It's never be your dream home most of the time, but you have to take the step and do it as soon as you can, and so you can go to the next step. So my aim is to finish my first 100 English videos in a short amount of time, probably in 2 months, and so that I can start really recording something I feel my communication is good, my presentation is good, and content is good, and all things good. It's better than I thought, but that will be the next step. The first step is to make it and complete it. So that's why I'm sitting here, and you probably find that I don't have a real script for this video. So it's more like some general ideas and thoughts, what I've learned. Right, so I think this is something I've, the reason I'm sitting here, but also what I've learned from the last 2 weeks that I started making 2 videos per week. The first week is all good. It was all good. Yeah, I have the time and I carefully planned my schedule. And also during Easter holiday, I can have some personal time to record videos and produce it. That's good. But now I find that if I want to collaborate with my full-time job as a designer, part-time job as a design mentor, and also as a dad of a 4-year-old, I really need to plan and get my time wisely. Because the time for recording video is not like the time you do some extra work in front of the computer. You need to set up, and it's not easy for someone who live with his family in not a big house. You don't have a separate house, home studio for doing that. So it's trickier than that. So I need to cope with it, but I think I can find a way. So yeah, thank you for watching this video. I don't know if you learned something, but I'm sure that I've learned a lot of things from these 2 weeks, and even from this video. And I think it's related to the growth mindset, because if you think this video as the measurement of the video quality I can make, it's definitely a disaster, because come on, I'm sitting in a car in the evening. Outside it's totally dark and it's raining. It was raining. So yeah, it was terrible and I don't have any script. But I've learned a lot to improve it in the next time. So from the growth perspective, I'm growing. And next time, I definitely can make it better. So yeah, this is the growth mindset. And I hope I have this mindset for every step of my journey, which is also related to the video I'm going to talk next one. It's about growth mindset, why I think it is essential for designers. So if you are interested in that topic, please subscribe my channel and keep looking for the new content. Thanks for watching. My name is Bear and I hope you're enjoying this one. If you do, please subscribe. I'll see you in the next video. Bye.
您正在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长的中英双语播客。您的推荐与分享是我继续制作节目的最佳动力。请您在收听节目的平台呢，通过评论留下您的观点，或者是给节目点赞。如果碰到您喜欢的某期节目，请在自己熟悉的社交网络发布分享，或者是向朋友推荐。我的网站呢是 beartalking.com。这期播客的所有详细信息呢，可以在 voice.beartalking.com 进行查询。也希望您能订阅我的 YouTube 频道，或者是微信公众号，搜索“狗熊有话说”。五个汉字，狗熊有话说，即可以找到。谢谢。